Today in our podcast, the shocking stats of the 2022 Qatar World Cup by Dieter Havorkar, CTO and co-founder of Skills Middle East. The FIFA World Cup is set to take place in Qatar in 2022. Since the bid was accepted, Qatar has hit the headlines on numerous occasions. Here are the shocking stats surrounding the build so far. As a country in West Asia, Qatar is one of seven nations that comprise the Arabian Peninsula. Along with Qatar, the Arabian Peninsula is made up of Saudi Arabia, Oman, Yemen, Kuwait, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, UAE. The 2022 FIFA World Cup is scheduled to be the 22nd edition of the FIFA World Cup, the quadrennial international men's association football championship contested by the national teams of the member associations of FIFA. It is scheduled to take place in Qatar in 2022. The stadiums. 8. The number of stadiums Qatar is considering reducing the gargantuan building project to. A final decision was made in 2015 as to whether they will need to reduce the number of stadiums originally planned due to the time needed to bring their ambitious plans to fruition. Qatar will build 9 new stadiums and renovate 3, with the 12 venues divided among 7 host cities. The 7 host cities are Al Dayan, Al Khor, Al Rayyan, Al Shamal, Al Wakra, Doha, and Umm Salal. Lost money. 2 million, the rumored sum of money that appeared in the 10-year-old daughter's bank account of a former FIFA executive, which, amongst other alleged events, led to accusations that Qatar bought the rights to host 2022 Qatar World Cup. The executive, Ricardo Teixeira of Brazil, has since stepped down from the committee and has moved to the United States after Brazilian police opened an investigation into his business dealings. Qatar migrant workforce. 4,000, the number of lives the International Trade Union Confederation has estimated will be lost through the construction of the stadiums. Between February 2018 and January of this year, 10 workers died away from building sites, with 9 of them dying in their bedrooms and 6 of those being under 36. The men were aged between 26 and 49, and 5 of them came from Bangladesh, 3 from India and 2 from Nepal. Workers' compensation. 45p, the hourly rate for overtime identified on a migrant worker's payslip. The worker in question was involved in the build of the Al Wakra Stadium. A pay rate as low as this is in breach of the tournament organizers' own welfare rules in place for Workers' World Cup. Only in 2018 one of the proposed reforms is an increase in the minimum wage. The temperature. 40 to 45, the number of degrees football players and the fans can expect to endure during the World Cup in Qatar. During the bidding process, Qatar promised advanced air conditioning technology that would cool stadiums, training pitches and fan zones to 23°C. It helped secure bid. And whenever skepticism was expressed about the technology, which has never been used on such a scale, Qatar's World Cup organizing committee insisted the games would go ahead in summer, chilled as promised. FIFA medical chief Dr. Michel Huger has said he did not doubt the Qataris could organize a tournament where teams could play and train in a stable, acceptable temperature, but it's about the fans. He added, "They will need to travel from venue to venue, and I think it's not a good idea for them to do that in temperatures of 47°C or more." The costs. $200 billion, the estimated cost of the 2022 World Cup. The total cost of the World Cup 2014 in Brazil was reported $20 billion, $15 billion, officially. The World Cup 2018 in Russia reported $11.6 billion. Distance. 25 to 30 kilometers is the distance between 10 of the 12 proposed stadiums. Their close proximity has led to concerns over traffic and crowd management problems and was part of the reason Qatar's bid was categorized as a high risk by security consultant André Pries. The monetary or environmental cost. Latest from 2022 Qatar World Cup. 20 August 2019. Part of Qatar's bid for hosting the 2022 FIFA World Cup involved a plan to help another country develop its sporting facilities. After the event, the stadium will be disassembled and the containers will be used to build another stadium elsewhere. The 40,000-seat stadium can be moved and split into two or made into an arena. It could be a good opportunity for those countries to reutilize the whole facility that we are going to build here, Al Mulla told Al Jazeera. Qatar has already delivered one of its World Cup venues this year, the Al Janoub Stadium in Al Waqra. Read more on our blog at www.skillsme.com/blog.